Even though it wasn't a pretty offensive game either way, we got back to defending the way we know how. And I thought that was the key of the game.
Coach, Phil said he was just disgusted with pretty much everything they did tonight. I mean, how much of that is what they did, and how much of it is what you guys did defensively?
I have no idea. I hope it was more us than them. He probably knows that after better than me. He knows his team the best. But I hope it was some of us. I'd like to think that it was. You know, sometimes good players just miss as well. That's part of it. But I liked our effort. I mean, that, you know, offensively skilled team like that to shoot 30%, that doesn't happen often. So I hope we had a little bit to do with it.
But what did you guys do?
We just try to be disruptive. You know, limit their best guys getting open looks. And we talked about just challenging everything they do. And, you know, Jones and Galloway can carry a team. They're capable of scoring 50 points between them. And I just thought we did a good job of having a hand up every time guys put shots up.
Al, given what you said at the beginning, were you at all concerned about the guys being tight coming out? It maybe appeared that way a little bit offensively, but given the stakes.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but, I can't say that for sure. I think the thing I told them that we have to do, I didn't say we have to win this game before the game started. I said all we have to do is play D, share the ball, be tough, and stay together. And if you do those things, then you'll kind of get what you want in the end.
Coach, can you talk about your team's communication on defense? They seem to really, they're kind of more, you know, just talking to each other, tonight, especially in the second half.
Yeah, no, I thought it was great. The thing at timeouts, you know, guys were coming over and just kind of working things out amongst themselves. And that's, as a coach, that's the best thing in the world when they handle it amongst themselves. So when we do that, that makes our awareness extremely high because it's impossible to be aware on defense and not talk. So if you're talking, you're going to be a step ahead of what's going on.
Offensively, you guys went from 18 points in the first half to 34 in the second and kind of solved the turnover issue of the first half. Can you talk about what happened at halftime and change that?
Yeah, I think everybody knew in halftime there was a few that maybe St. Joe's played some good D. There was a few turnovers where we just were a little bit careless. And we corrected the careless ones. And I think we were 5-3, I guess, in the second half. Turnover ratio, assist turnover ratio. So we talked about that at halftime, that if we take care of the ball and just keep defending the way we were, that we'd have a chance.
Pete, can you and Denzel tell us about your thoughts on the game?
Freshman first. I mean, I thought we played hard. We came out with energy, something to prove. I mean, the players, we were talking about it. We knew this was do or die, so we want to come out and get the win so we can go to Brooklyn.
That's why I didn't say it.
I mean, we done been through a lot this year. Like, it just shows, like, even from the Duquesne game, that we're not willing to lay down. You know, we're going to fight for whatever we got to get. And we realize as a team and a family that nobody's going to hand us anything. We got to go out there and work for it and take what is ours. And like he said, you know, on defense, just us communicating, man, it changes everything. And when you're not, when you're fighting for one another and trying to help the helper, it's just, like Coach says, it's just a great chemistry and a great family-oriented team. So, I mean, it's just a great win. Enjoy it for right now, but I mean, we still not finished. We got a long season still.
How special was it for you guys as a team to see Colby go out for that victory?
Oh man, great!
Yeah, that was nice.
That's one of the behind closed doors. Don't nobody see what that man does for this team.
Absolutely.
I mean, he helped me a lot in games. Just vocal. He's helping me become a leader. Just talking and how to talk to other people. So, man, I feel honored to bestow that man the ball for him to make it. So,
Al, we've been asking your top two rebounders to come in with you, and he's both.
Yeah, they were arguing about it in the hallway because Denzel's fighting for 8 or 9, even though it says 7.
That's 2 times in a row now. Your guards have been.
I think it's because we played 2 teams. The last 2 teams we played shoot a ton of threes. Duquesne shot 27 threes. These guys shot 22 threes. And there's a phrase that we use called three-point shot, three-point rebound. And if you shoot a three, it's usually going to come off long on the weak side or more out towards the elbows. And those are usually the areas where the guards are camped out. You know, it's tough for bigs sometimes to rebound three-point shots because they're down there wrestling around the rim. But threes usually get rebounded by guards just because it comes off longer than normal.
Coach, it was a tough half for you the first half offensively. Can you talk about Willie Clayton? He kind of just got back to himself, really kind of positioned himself well, especially with the injury passes coming in.
Yeah, he just – I thought he had went back to his kind of smash-mouth ways of sealing and ducking in and attacking guys' legs and getting great angles to the rim. And I thought he was the key to just keeping us going in the first half. Both teams were a little bit muddy on offense, but I thought he did a nice job. I think we had 14 points in the paint at halftime, and he was a big part of that.
Perrier, I noticed when you set up Colby for that big three-pointer, you seemed as happy then as you did all night. It's pretty obvious you got all of you really like each other.
Man, and like I said, like behind closed doors, I mean, this team, this family, it goes all the way down to our walk-ons. In the practice, they're pushing us, they're helping us get better. Even though they don't play any minutes or at all, I mean, they still have a positive mind. They still have the great chemistry, the great bond as a team. It's amazing. And like I said, on defense, when you communicate and you help the helper, when something positive happens, man, it just feels good to just see something like that and for somebody to go out like that.
Coach, you talked about before the season, when you guys lost to St. Louis in a tournament, you told these guys about finishing. 5 minutes left, St. Joe's got their last, it's 41-38. You guys don't allow them to score 2 more points. The rest of the game, this came from the free throw line. They went 5 minutes without scoring a field goal. Can you talk about your team's defense? Stretching that whole finishing concept you talked about?
No, I thought it was crucial. We've been talking about that since last July before we started practice for the Bahamas. And have we had our ups and downs? Yeah. Every team goes through it, but these guys have stayed with it. In 20-some years of coaching, I'm as proud of this crew as I've ever been just because of what they've gone through. They've stayed with it. Just seeing them around each other, they care about each other, and that all contributes to being a team. And we thought we could build this team around our defense, and to in order to close the game out, we talked about just getting multiple stops. So fortunately, that's what we were able to do.
Coach,